Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. Your ghost hosts for this evening are myself, Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
As always, we encourage you to please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. And go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Gentlemen, it is a big episode today.
Why is that?
It is a milestone episode because it is game night here in the graveyard. And we're going to play a little game tonight called Disney Password.
And this is our first ever game night, so I'm excited. I don't even know what we're doing or how we're going to play it.
He wouldn't share the rules, I don't think.
This is a game that I borrowed from the game Password. Pretty much what's going to happen, we're going to do a Disney Parks version of this. I'm going to give you up to four words if need be, and you two are going to compete to see if you can guess what Disney ride, attraction, restaurant, hotel, pool, whatever I'm thinking of.
Do we get one guess per round?
No, you just keep guessing until one of you gets it. I'll start off with some hard, difficult words, and then we'll move to the easier words to see if you can guess it.
Listeners, as you can hear, we did not do a pre-show practice. This is all new to Derek and myself. So
you say that as if we do pre-show practices.
Always. I mean, run-throughs are hours at length. I mean, just continual practice.
I was for sure our typical episode took 4 hours.
Well, this is not that kind of episode.
You doze off quite a bit during them, Derek.
Oh.
Here we go. Are you ready? Let's start with a practice round to just let you know what it is you're doing.
Do we need to stretch or anything? Or we?
Oh, I think we're good.
Okay.
You know I don't have a gallbladder, right?
I'll keep that in mind, Derek, as I ask the questions. Thanks for reminding me.
Great. You got an advantage, Dan.
That's like doping, isn't it?
Yes.
He may be suspended from the Olympics. Here we go. So here's a trial run. So you're going to try to figure out what I'm talking about. Royal. Dress.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
Cinderella's Castle.
Hair.
That has to be Bibbidi Bobbidi.
Purple.
Purple Hair Lady.
Tower.
Oh, Rapunzel? No.
Rapunzel is correct.
Oh, good. Wow, that was kind of tough.
What were the first two?
Royal.
Royal, dress, hair, purple.
How is dress tower a clue for anything?
You gotta go with it.
He's tricky.
I did not say this was going to be easy Disney Password. I hope you guys are ready.
Wait a minute. I got one more question before we get
okay
going. What would Derek or I win?
I'll buy the winner their favorite pack of chewing gum. Since you can't get it in the Disney parks.
Wow.
Which we talked about on the last episode. So what pack of chewing gum will I have to buy you, Derek?
We buy like 8 at a time, so I'm probably pretty good. We'd get the extra.
Okay. Mint. Extra, what am I going to get you?
I'll take some Big Red.
Big Red?
No, I don't
like
know.
Ricky Bobby?
Yes.
You know.
Jayhawk 2000.
I just noticed that in the background there's a small child screaming on this music. But
there is.
Over and over. Probably because they're terrified of this game that we're playing. All right, here we go. First question.
Here we go.
Option. Countdown.
Mission Space.
That is correct.
Boom.
Yes, I didn't even have to read Switches or Dan. Those are the next two clues. Lieutenant Dan.
Which is no longer there.
Right. All right, Craig. I encourage you both to keep up with your own score.
I've got one.
All right, here we go. Goggles.
Bug's Life.
Safari. Rest. Mara.
Animal Kingdom Lodge.
That is correct.
Ooh, man.
Why did I say goggles?
For the nighttime.
Yeah, at Animal Kingdom Lodge. If you stay there, you can rent a pair of night vision goggles, I believe, for free so that you can go out and look at the animals.
Wait a minute, you just said nighttime. You can rent them for free.
Wait. Well, you can rent them, borrow them, you know.
What? Sign them out.
Yeah, there you go. There's that scream again. Oh, well. All right, so you've each got 1 point. Here we go.
I'm
you
nervous.
Ready? You ready for the next one?
We're ready.
Steak.
Le Cellier.
Boat.
Boathouse.
Crescent Lake. Home.
Ohana.
Large boat.
Yacht club.
Beach club.
Yacht club.
Restaurant.
Albert.
Shula's.
You're close.
What is it? Big boat? River boat? No, what's the big boat?
What do you call a big boat? Big, yacht. Fancy boat. Mail.
Mail is in letters or mail is in gender?
I don't think you're going to get this. We're looking for Yachtsman Steakhouse.
Oh.
Were close with Shula's.
I kept saying Yacht Club.
Steakhouse. But I didn't. That was a tough one.
That was
a tough one.
That's not even on my radar to.
I don't even know where that is.
Try and eat.
It's at the Yacht Club.
I know. I'm joking.
Here we go. Isn't this fun?
I know the listeners are probably sitting on the edge of their seat.
Here's the next one. Darkness. Knees. Starport. Rocket. 1975.
Knees.
TTA. Tower.
Oh, Astro Orbiter?
Space Mountain. No.
Space Mountain, that is correct, what? Derek.
I'm trying to. Did you say knees?
It hurts your
I
knees.
I did say knees because my knees hang out of that thing. Anybody of any size has knees that hurt and hang out of that ride.
That is a terrible clue.
I should have got that on Starport. I don't know why I
didn't say this was Disney Password with good clues. It's just Disney
it's
Password.
That easy, and the clues may not be good. So that's
here,
good.
Here we go.
I should have got Starport.
Is that 2-2 or?
It's 2-1.
Yes, you're at 2.
Here we go.
Airplane.
Elegance. Beaches. Hot Stone.
The spa at Grand Floridian.
Pamperer. Tell you what, Craig, I'm going to give it to you. It was Senses Spa at Grand Floridian.
I can't think of the name of it.
Derek loves a hot stone massage.
Was that resort specific?
Yes.
Because there's like 4 of them, so I was just...
I put beaches. I don't know. I think of elegance.
He's trying to get critical here where I'm going to try to lose a point.
But see, Derek, the next time we do this, you can come up with the clues and the words, the passwords.
All right. So we're 2-2.
Here we go.
It's all tied up.
Yes. West Side.
Disney Springs.
Come on now. Let's be serious. You think I'm going to give you a Disney Springs?
Yeah.
West Side. Pyramid. Lab.
World Showcase.
Senses. West Side, Pyramid, Lab, Senses.
I know what it is. It's
Dragon.
Journey into Imagination.
That is correct. Journey into Imagination with Figment.
Where's
is there
West,
a Pyramid
where's
in
West
it's
side?
On the It's on the west side of Future World.
Right. Is there a pyramid in there? It's in a pyramid.
Yeah, it's in
the glass.
Yeah. Yes.
Scream.
That's like one of it. Is that in the studio?
It could be. All right, I believe Derek's up 3-2. Rabbit.
Splash Mountain.
Snack. Sweet. Spells.
Sweet spells.
Sweet spells.
Rabbit. Snack. Sweet spells.
Cheshire Cafe.
No. Hollywood.
Oh.
Dessert.
Whoopie pie.
You're close.
I know, but I can't think of the name of the place.
Orange.
It's
vegetable. Cream. It's a carrot cake cookie, people.
Oh,
carrot cake cookie.
I'm thinking the name of the place, but it was
carrot cake cookie. You can get it at Sweet Spells at Hollywood Studios. Carrots are eaten by rabbits.
These are not easy.
These may be the worst clues ever.
No, somehow I knew before we even played this game that Derek was not going to like it.
I've enjoyed it. If the clues make sense.
Clues do make sense.
You're winning 3-2 also.
TP.
I tell you what, next time I'll just say, it's a dessert at Sweet Spells that we ate, and it was really delicious. It rhymes with parrot.
Whoopie cake.
All right, here we go. Still 3-2. Oh, goodness. Clock. Coins. Water. Mary Blair.
Ugh, small world.
It's a small world. That is correct. The next clue was doll.
Ugh.
Derek leads 4-2.
I'm not a fan of that, Red. Sorry.
You're tearing it up, Derek.
Well, when he gives 10 clues at a time, I feel like one of us should say something.
All right, up next.
Yeah, could you slow down and let us think
okay,
a little
here
bit?
We go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Not too slow.
All right.
I'm pretty slow.
Rest.
He's already used that.
Small footprint. Streets that are famous.
Streets of America. No longer there.
Sasagula.
French Quarter.
Port Orleans, French Quarter. Correct. Derek has taken a 5-2 lead.
Man, can we have a bonus question so I can
this
get
one,
caught up?
In a minute, maybe.
Okay.
Hey. Fish. Candlelight. Stockings. Liberty.
Oh, Liberty Tree.
Fish sticks.
No. Oh, Harbor House.
Columbia Harbor House. That is correct. Columbia Harbor House. 5-3. Up. Adventure. Quest. Badges.
Oh. Wilderness Explorers.
That's right, yeah. Derek. That's Wilderness probably, yep. Explorers. Derek leads 6-3. Guys, you having fun yet?
I'm all crazy beside myself. I don't know what to do.
It's time for a double point
yes.
question.
Okay, I'm back in it.
All right.
Unless Derek gets it, then I'm dead.
All right, this is for 2 points. Forest. Screen.
Scream?
Screen. Force.
Hey, Derek, I think somebody just called for you. You need to leave for a second.
Rebel.
That would be Jedi training.
You're close.
Jedi.
Star Tours.
It is Star Tours. Derek sneaks in once again.
That was worth -2, wasn't it?
Oh, no.
Yes. Actually, it was, which makes our score 4-3. Derek actually... So you got to be ready for the game. You don't know.
He stole my answer.
Well, Craig, you're back within one.
Because Derek.
We want to make it interesting
Derek
here.
Got the answer went back to.
Up next, water, snow.
Blizzard Beach.
Wedgie.
Splash Lagoon.
Summit Plummet.
Summit Plummet
Good
is
nuts.
Correct. Craig, you did have the right park. It was at Blizzard Beach. Summit Plummet. Have you ever been on Summit Plummet?
I've never been to Blizzard Beach.
Craig? You been there?
I have not.
That's the only ride I know about.
I've been to Blizzard Beach, but I have not ridden Summit Plummet, nor will I ever. No desire to do that. Craig is just distraught here.
Did you hear Derek, though? He said he's never ridden the ride. Don't even know where it is. But yet, he got the question right.
He did. Derek, have you been cheating? Have you been studying up for this game?
I think y'all are in cahoots. I think y'all planned this before.
That's okay. A funny word.
All right. Cahoots. All right. I'm ready.
Next round. Here we go. Derek leads 5-3. Time. Pain. Pavement. Spin.
Triceratops spin.
You're
Prime
close.
Evil world.
Primeval World is correct, Derek. Poor Craig keeps getting close. And Derek just swoops in and takes the answer. But don't worry, Craig. This next one's worth 2 points.
I've got an idea.
Oh, what's your idea?
Once you give me that list, let y'all two go against each other. I know you wrote it out.
Because I already know the answer.
I know, but that's the only chance of beating Derek now at this point.
That's what we should do. The winner gets to ask the next round whenever we play this again, if we play this again.
I'm sure it's going to be sweeping the nation.
It's now 6-3, but don't worry, Craig. This one's worth 2 points. Legitimately, if you get it right, you'll get 2 points.
Okay.
Do I lose 2 points again?
No.
No. Here we go.
So really, Derek is up 8-2. Is that what we are?
I think so.
Okay.
We don't have many more.
Okay.
Awful.
This game.
Thanks. You know what? You guys are so encouraging.
Hey, I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Awful. Loud. Different wings.
All-Star Sports.
That's correct, Craig. 2 points for Craig. I was next going to say field and baseball, but All-Star Sports Resort.
And it's awful because it was the very bottom of our list.
And because it's loud.
Yes, it is loud.
All right. So it's 6-5 now.
So you're telling me I got a chance.
Here's our last question.
No, I don't.
Here's the last
question. It's worth 3 points, right?
It's worth 1 point. If you get it right, Craig, you force a sudden death.
Ooh, okay.
Overtime round.
Okay.
Chips. Bricks.
Oh. Muppets.
No. Fried. UK.
Fish and chips.
Yorkshire Fish Shop.
Yorkshire Fish Shop is correct. I don't know.
I couldn't think of the name. Yeah,
you know, Craig, I almost gave that one to you. Fish and chips.
Also available at Rose and Crown.
Because you weren't necessarily asking for the name of the place.
Well, I was thinking Yorkshire. See, that's what you got to get in my head and predict what I'm thinking of.
It's a scary place to be, man.
It is. I'll say that. Let's try another one here. We don't want to end on that sour note.
Sour note. It doesn't matter.
Derek's going to win.
Who's it sour for?
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Crowded. Cranky.
Derek.
Okay, sour, cranky, I'm ready.
Fumes. At every park.
Sour, cranky, fumes. Scooters?
I said crowded, not sour. Oh. Did I say sour?
I thought you said sour.
I guess there's some sourness there.
Crowded, what now?
Crowded, cranky, fumes at every park. Loop.
Buses? Bus stop.
Bus stop. That is correct.
Derek, how come you didn't answer?
I don't know. Maybe my mic was turned off.
I'm sorry, Matthew. This mic got cut off.
Oh, how did that happen?
There you go, Derek. Sorry about that, buddy.
We thought it looked like you were trying to say something.
Are you back on, Derek?
Hey, I'm here.
That narrows it down to one thing. I'm sorry.
One what?
Well, that ties it up at six.
Did he say thing?
He said, one more thing.
Well, that ties it up at six, which means we're going to have to go to our sudden death bonus round. Okay, here we go. Are you ready, gentlemen?
I'm as ready as I can ever be.
I mean, this is
my mic still on? Okay.
You only have one opportunity in life to take home the first ever Disney Password Championship, and this one's it.
That is quite the milestone.
It is.
Indeed it is. Funny you should say milestone, Derek.
Minestrone.
Here we go.
I'm nervous.
Red. Eggs. Enchanted forest. Villain.
Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
You're warm. Muscles.
Gaston character meet.
It is Gaston. That is correct. Mm. And congratulations, Derek. Craig, go ahead and set off those fireworks as you lose. Congratulations, Derek.
Somebody just screamed for me.
Oh, you're adoring fans. Well, guys, congratulations, Derek. It was Gaston. Hope you enjoyed playing that. It was a really quiet episode, wasn't it?
Yeah, we didn't have a whole lot of talking.
Well, but we had fun.
It was fun. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Even though I was on the losing end, that was fun.
So what did you guys think? Did you enjoy Disney Password?
I do. It's
with the minus the horrible clues from me.
Some of the clues were a little difficult.
We probably wouldn't win $100,000.
Well, hey, Derek, you're going to get some extra gum.
Yes,
congratulations. Derek. And Derek, so next time we play Disney Password, if there is a next time, you can host the show.
Congratulations.
I don't think anybody wins there.
We hope you enjoyed Disney Password, the one and only time it will take place.
What would you rather have instead of gum, Derek?
I'm a little short on diesel. Oh,
gosh. Hey, you started that on our very first episode.
Whoa, funny. The man who ever said diesel on this show. Derek, it's also your turn for Grim Grinning Greatness. Wait, what is it again, Craig? Grim Grinning Greatness.
Right after the scream.
All right, I think for my question this week, it is going to be, if there's something that you haven't done that you really want to do at on property at Walt Disney World, what would it be?
And so something we haven't done that we want to do.
Right.
It's a great question, because no matter how many times we go, there will always be something we haven't done.
Absolutely. For me, I would really like to stay on the concierge level at Animal Kingdom.
Why is that?
I think it just sounds fancy. Comes with snacks and stuff like that. Stuff you don't have to pay for, but you are paying for, you know.
And you feel special.
And I might even feel more important than a DVC renter.
And continue looking down on someone.
I do like to look down on people.
Okay. Mine would be, a few years ago, I got to do the Keys to the Kingdom tour, and I really enjoyed that. It was $99. That included your lunch, but you got to see the utilidors and things like that. They have another tour that is called the Backstage Magic, and it is $275 per person, but it is a seven-hour tour. The other tour was 2.5 hours, so I think this would be a lot of fun. You get to go to all the parks and see everything behind those. So it's about a full-day tour, but I think it'd be awesome to actually see behind the scenes in all those parks.
I'd like to do any tour, too, I think.
I think Keys to the Kingdom was really, really good. It was worth $99, and like I said, that includes your lunch at Harbor House, so that was a lot of fun. But I think that would be the next step up, would be the Backstage Magic.
I'm going to say Early Morning Magic, which... It's a hard ticket event that's very limited. You know, we talked to Josh about it a few weeks ago. It's on very limited days, but it's where you can get into Magic Kingdom at 7:45 when the park normally opens at 9, and you can have unlimited access to Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Winnie the Pooh, Peter Pan's Flight. In addition to that, you get an all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, which is a pretty good breakfast buffet at Pinocchio's Village House. I think that's for $70. And from what I've read, you can ride Mine Train up to 10 times if you want to, and it's very relaxed. You pretty much have Fantasyland to yourself. This is what coming from Josh. And I just think it'd be a really cool thing to do and a great way to start your day with very few people and getting to ride some of the most popular rides with no wait and have a good breakfast. So
that would be neat, especially if you plan that when you didn't have a park ticket. And can you do that without a park ticket? Do you know?
I think you have to have park admission.
Okay, yeah. Okay. That's still well worth the money, it sounds like.
These are all good choices. And, of course, there's hotels we'd all like to stay in, I'm sure, and
right.
Things like that.
Right.
Why not?
And go to Disney Springs and do something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I was expecting you answering
woot,
something.
Woot, woot. Well, that'll do it here from the graveyard. Thank you for listening in on this hopefully fun episode. We had fun with it as we played Disney Password. Maybe we'll play it again one day in the future.
Give us some comments. Let us know what you thought about it. I mean,
give us your feedback.
We're trying to do shows that we know you would enjoy, so please give us some feedback and let us know if you didn't enjoy this. Just say, hey, not the greatest thing, or say, hey, let us know some things you'd like to see us do more of. So,
and we may even have a guest on in the future. We may have someone call in to play Disney Password with us. That might be fun. Well, I think that will do it. As always, we thank you. And as you leave, be sure to...
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee.